Hey, this is Brian Zond, and I'm glad that you're interested in the podcast. You know, it's a free podcast, and it'll always be that way. But if you would like to give and help us out, that would be awesome, deeply appreciated. If you want to do that, you can do that through the Word of Life website or through the Word of Life mobile app. Anyway, God bless you. I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Months ago, we prepared a liturgy of worship to respond to violence and injustice in our land. We called it Lament for the Land. Remember that? Remember when we did that? And we liked putting that much thought, intentionality, into songs and prayers. We thought, that's a good thing to do, a good way to respond. And we decided, well, we don't want to just do that once and forget about it. So we started thinking about it, and we said, well, let's do something again. This time, not a lament, but a very deliberate, directed act of worship. And so we've put together a liturgical worship service of prayers and songs and readings and all of that tonight that we call a celebration of creation. You know, the first way that we know God is as creator. And as creatures, we must worship our creator. We share this with all who worship God. that this is the first way that we know God. And so we decided, actually, several months ago that we would do that the first Sunday in September as we come to the end of summer, a season when we're outdoors more and then we're getting ready to transition into the fall. We thought, well, we'll do that. And then just yesterday I found out that our Orthodox and Catholic brothers and sisters have begun to regard this period of time from September 1st to October 4th as a particular liturgical season called Time of Creation, where the emphasis is on worshiping God as creator. We had no idea. I just like to think that, you know, the Holy Spirit led us into that. And so that's what we're doing tonight. Creation, it's very easy for us to take it for granted because it's always there. It's when you gain your existence and your awareness, there it is. You are now part of it. But we have to keep in mind that creation really is this extravagant gift from the grace of God. Creation is not necessary. God is eternal. God is the I am that I am. Creation is contingent. Creation is contingent upon God. God, as creator, is the only answer to the question, why is there something instead of nothing? Why is there something instead of nothing? The only answer is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We might press a little further and ask the question, well, why would God bother? Why would God create the heavens and the earth? And I think the only answer is that God is love. Love seeking self-expression. And so I like to say, what is light? It's love in the form of photons. What is water? A liquid expression of the love of God. What is a mountain? God's love in granite, so much older than human sorrow. What is a tree? God's love growing up from the ground. What is a bull moose? God's love sporting spectacular antlers. What is a whale? 50 tons of God's love swimming in the ocean. Now, the reality of freedom allows for many other things, everything from cancer cells to atomic bombs. But atomic bombs and cancer cells will not have the final answer because in the end, it all adds up to love. And so we are creatures within a creation that comes forth from the love of God. And what we must do is respond with worship. Creation is not a mere backdrop from which we are separate. We too belong to creation. And thus, Saint Francis of Assisi had the right instinct to speak of brother sun and sister moon, brother fire and sister water, brother tree and sister stream, to recognize that we are all connected because we are all part of God's creation. I want to read to you a little bit on this theme from my Water to Wine book. We come from the earth. Our sacred scriptures tell us that God formed humankind from the humus of earth. Adam from the Adama. Humankind from the Adama, the ground. We are soil with a soul. This is the common ancestry we share with all of creation. With mountains and marmots, with algae and orangutans, lichen and leopards. We belong to the outdoors. Long before our history was written in books, it was written in nature. We are stardust. We are children of God. To pit one against the other is a foolish mistake. We are children of God, whom the Creator has drawn forth from the earth. This is why we have an affinity with all of God's good creation. All things are connected. Humanity is not something foreign to nature. We fully belong to it. When I hike in the mountains, I am not an alien or an intruder. I am in my natural habitat. I belong there. But I must be there in gentleness and respect. I don't own creation. I simply belong to it, and I will treat it with due reverence. The celebration of creation is entirely compatible with Christian spirituality. We cannot love the Creator and be dismissive or abusive toward His creation. T.S. Eliot said, "A wrong attitude toward nature implies somewhere a wrong attitude toward God." Perry and I just got back last night from 10 days in Hawaii. And we were there the first 5 days teaching a Youth with a Mission discipleship training school at the University of the Nations there. And then since we'd bothered to go that far for a 5-day teaching course, decided we ought to stay another 5 days just for the fun of it. And so we did. And we were very much aware of the grandeur of God's beautiful creation. As we saw the ocean, the beaches, the volcanoes, and yes, as we hiked up some mountains, you know they have mountains there. The mountains of Hawaii are higher than any in the 48 states. True. No, that's not true. That's not true. The mountaineer in me just realized, no, that's not quite true. But they do have mountains that are 13,700 feet. That's very high. They're bigger, yeah. Well, if you count from the sea up, they're the biggest in the world. And but we were there and experienced a volcano and saw lava flowing, and it was like going in a time machine back to the creation of the earth. There was a hurricane coming on, the last day we were there. And so we wanted on our last day to go to the beach. And we couldn't get to the beach because the access roads were closed. So we had to hike. And we did. And we hiked to the beach and had a beautiful day there. It was worth it. But I think of all the things. We saw volcanoes and palm trees and lush vegetation and beaches and all of that. I think what stood out the most to me was the stars. The stars. You know, the best observatories in the world are in Hawaii on Mauna Loa. Because you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And you're so far away from any ambient light. And they take great care there in Hawaii to make sure that they don't have the light pollution that we have here. And so you see the stars. You see the stars like I've never seen the stars before. I thought I'd seen the stars when I was in Colorado and up in high in the mountains. And you see the stars like you don't see here, but not like there. Out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and you get up a little bit high and you see the stars. I wrote a poem about seeing the stars in Colorado, and it's even more in my soul tonight because of just seeing the stars again like I've never seen them before in my life. Stars. I don't spend enough time looking at stars. I'm a modern man with a roof over my head. I live in a world of ambient light and washed out night skies. That's one reason why there's not enough wonder in our eyes. Tonight I saw the stars from the crisp Colorado skies, the cluster of the Pleiades and the cords of Orion. And I said, the world is old. The stars are older still. They twinkle, but they do not blink. They're impassive, I think. And I wonder, do they watch the goings-on of the blue marble below? Do the twinkling but not blinking stars think? Will those curious little creatures ever get it together? Will they ever figure out they're all in it together? Will it ever dawn on them but they're children of God? Will they ever learn that in the long run there is no them, there is only us? I wonder if they wonder about us. After all, the song is right. We are stardust. We are golden. We are billion-year-old carbon. We've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Yes, we do. We've got to. The bombs are now far too big for us not to. I looked at the stars tonight, and I prayed a prayer. God, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. I don't know what will be a billion centuries on, but I believe in you. You are the true, the good, the beautiful. You sustain your finite creation from your infinite being. O beautiful infinite, forgive us, restore us, heal us, help us, save us, please. Yes, I believe you will. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so anon or much later on, everything will be all right. In the end, we'll find the lost garden and we'll learn to love our brother. We'll walk with you again or for the first time and shine like the stars forever. And so we've prepared a service of worship called Celebration of Creation. There'll be songs, there'll be prayers, there'll be readings, and there'll be times for you to participate. And I encourage you to do that. You'll see throughout the service, we will have a leader or a reader will pray the first line or some lines of a prayer, and then there'll be an opportunity for you to respond. Not in a thoughtless manner, but as one who recognizes that we are creatures from a creator and we want to worship our creator tonight. And so we begin. Celebration of creation. Glorify the Lord, all you works of the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
Glorify the Lord, you angels and all powers of the Lord, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O nights and days, O shining light and unfolding dark, storm clouds and thunderbolts, glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world. In the deep has he set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat.
Almighty and everlasting God, you made the universe with all its marvelous order, its atoms, worlds, and galaxies, and the infinite complexity of all living creatures. Grant that as we probe the mysteries of your creation, we
may come to know you more truly and more surely fulfill our role in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Repetition, like that of an excited schoolmaster saying the same thing over and over again. The grass seems signaling to me with all its fingers at once. The crowded stars seem bent upon being understood. The sun would make me see him if he rose 1,000 times. The recurrences of the universe rose to the maddening rhythm of an incantation, and I began to see an idea.
This world is transcendent, being closer to see it. This world is resplendent. Oh God, give
waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and that birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Let the earth glorify the Lord.
Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O mountains and hills, and all that grows upon the earth.
Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters. All birds of the air, glorify the Lord.
Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds. O men and women everywhere, glorify the Lord.
Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
Lord, we pray for this world you have made. We ask your blessing on earth, wind, and water. Preserve this sweet place in its course through the cosmos.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the community of living creatures. Guide us in our works and ways, that every being may praise with its life and serve you all of its days.
Lord, in your mercy,
Lord, we pray for our human family. You named us stewards of this earth, and we want to tend it and care for it. Teach us to live in harmony together so we can live in harmony with the earth.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, again and again we seek what is good and do what is bad. We stand in the rubble of many bad choices. We have been forgetful and willful tenants since you first put us in the garden. Give us strength and courage to change our ways so this earth may flourish under our care.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, at the end of all things, you will bring us into your household to make community with you forever. Fill us with your Spirit now in our days on this earth so we may be fit and ready for the new heaven and the new earth you promise.
Lord, in your mercy,
Lord, you have called us to be stewards of this wonderful earth. Guide our efforts, refresh the ground and the sea, let the air be soft and sweet. Teach us to care for your earth as you care for us.
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
the beauty of the world, the beauty that calls our admiration, our gratitude, our worship at the earthly level is meant as a set of hints, of conspiratorial whispers, of clues and suggestions and flickers of light, all nudging us into believing that behind the beautiful world is not random chance, but the loving God.
For each perfect gift of thine to our world so freely given, gracious human and divine, flowers of earth and buds of heaven, Lord, come all to thee we raise this hour.
Whatever good, true, or beautiful things we can say about humanity or creation, we can say of God exponentially. God is the beauty of creation and humanity, multiplied to the infinite power.
The earth is filled with your
have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth and to every bird of the heavens and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Let the people of God glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
Glorify the Lord, O priests and servants of the Lord. Glorify the Lord, O spirits and souls of the righteous.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
You that are holy and humble of heart, glorify the Lord.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped.
O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. Increase our reverence before the mystery of life and give us new insight into your purposes for the human race and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future in accordance with your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Praise him and highly exalt him forever.
In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord.
Praise him.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Thank you.
giving now. Let's worship the Lord in giving now. We are worshipers, we are not consumers. The earth, by God's grace, provides for us. But if we view ourselves as merely rapacious consumers, we imperil the planet and our own soul. We're not just here to consume. What did Jesus say? It's more blessed to than to consume. It's my paraphrase. It's more blessed to give than to consume. One of the ways that we are formed in giving and resist the idolatrous spirit of consumption that is so dominant in our age is we allow ourselves to be formed in generosity and giving. See, the consumer holds on to everything with tight fist. But it's a pathogen of the soul. It'll poison you, it'll corrupt you, it'll hurt you. We've got to be present in the world with open hands. Not always grasping and clutching and hoarding and holding on and consuming, but understanding that we are connected with the God who is infinite. And because of this, because of our faith connection with an infinite God, we can afford to give, to be generous, to walk the world with an open hand of graciousness and kindness. And yes, generosity. Amen. So take a moment and prepare to give. Let it be part of our worship tonight. Not the mere passing of a hat, not the mere collection of funds, but worship. That where the spirit of the age says, consume, 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 you say, I've heard the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God says, give, and it shall be given to you. Spirit of the age says, no, you must hold on to everything and never let go of a dime. But the Spirit of the Lord says, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. So let's be generous. Take a moment. If you need an envelope, you'll find those in those buckets there at your feet near you. But participate. Participate however you can, but let the guiding principle be generosity. Not the token gesture, but generosity that forms us in a way so that we are truly worshipers and not consumers. Let us pray. God, we are trying tonight to re-educate our hearts and minds once more into what we can become oblivious to, and that is the gracious gift that is this creation. It need not exist. We need not exist. But it does, and we do. And for that, we are grateful. We, the creature, worship you, O God, the Creator. We thank you for this gift of creation to which we belong. Forgive us of our sins of endless consumption, of thinking that as we live in this world, we're here only to take, take, take. Help us to be formed in Christ, who taught us it's more blessed to give than to take. More blessed to give than to get. More blessed to give than to keep. More blessed to give than to consume. More blessed to give than to receive. And so let this time of giving, this time of generosity, this time of letting go, let it be truly a time of worship. And we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Walk this earth upon this dirt, knowing it is I, belonging to the flowers bloom, the sun, the moon, the sky, every step on holy ground. I walk barefoot in pastures painted green. My feet attract the clay of which I'm made. Where do I end and nature begins? The space between now seems to fade. My lungs breathe in the dust from which I came. Knowing to this dust I will concede. My heart beats out the ancients of the earth, I find kinship with all creatures that bleed. Now I walk this earth upon this dirt, knowing it is I, belonging to the flowers bloom, the sun, the moon, the sky. Come and walk with me here by my side, together you and I, every step sun's warm embrace, your disguise, in a winter moon hung high, in an indigo sky, are you there keeping watch through the night? The sun rises up as a prayer, the sky explodes and as your blue, the fires on sunsets, horizons dance, another day alive in you. Now I walk this earth upon this dirt, knowing it is I, belonging to the flowers bloom, the sun, the moon, the sky. Come walk with me here by my side, together you and I, every step on holy ground, every step sun, the moon, the sky. Come and walk with me here by my side, together you and I, every step on holy ground, every step on holy ground. The stillness of stone brings me calm, with trees rooted deep I share the air, sweet aroma of flowers enlightens every thought, in landscape of presence you are there, in landscape of presence you are there.
now we prepare to come to a table where we will find the gifts of God's good earth upon that table. They are sacramental. They are endowed with sacred mystery. In the mystery of the Eucharist, God in Christ chooses to make himself present to humanity by ordinary elements. Through grain and grape, we find Christ present in the world. But it's not unprocessed grain and grape that we find on the communion table. It's bread and wine. Grain and grape come from God's good earth, but bread and wine are the result of human industry. Bread and wine come about through a cooperation of the human and the divine. And herein lies a beautiful mystery. If grain and grape, made bread and wine, can communicate the body and blood of Christ, this has enormous implications for all legitimate human labor and industry. The mystery of the Eucharist does not do anything less than make all human labor sacred. For there to be the holy sacrament of communion, there must be grain and grape, wheat fields and vineyards, bakers and winemakers. Human labor becomes a sacrament. A farmer planting wheat, a vintner tending vines, a miller grinding wheat, a winemaker crushing grapes, a woman baking bread, a man making wine, a trucker hauling bread, a grocer selling wine. Who knows what bread or what wine might end up on the communion table as the body and blood of Christ? This is where we discover the holy mystery that all labor necessary for human flourishing is sacred. A farmer plowing his field, a worker in a bakery, a trucker hauling goods, a grocer selling wares, all are engaged in work that is just as sacred as a priest or pastor serving communion. The Eucharist pulls back the curtain to reveal a sacramental world. And so we prepare to come to the table, where God, in Christ, makes himself available to us. Grain and grape, bread and wine. Amen. Stand with me if you would, please. In just a moment, we're going to confess our Christian faith and come and receive communion. Perry and I will also be over here on this side to pray for healing. Healing is a part of God's plan. Sickness and death are not part of the plan. They're present, they're with us. But they're not God's perfect or God's ultimate. And so we want to be in the world as healers, agents of well-being, reconciliation and recovery. Part of that is healing for the human body. And so Perry and I will be there to anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith that God would heal you. And now as we come to the table of the Lord, let us confess Christian faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love Him and for those who want to love Him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. You who have been here often and you who have not been here long. You who have tried to follow and you who have failed, come. Because it is the Lord who invites you. It is His will that those who want Him should meet Him here. Amen.
I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy God, three in one. And I believe that out of nothing He did form the earth and sky. I believe the Son to earth did come, the Word in flesh abides. And I believe, yes, I believe, yes, I believe, yes, I believe. And I believe the Son did suffer, on a cross there He did die. Our sacrifice, and I believe that on the third day from the grave He did arise. Our Lord ascended to the Father, where He waits again to rise. And I believe, yes, I believe, yes, I believe, yes, I believe. The communion of the saints is sweet, together joy we are complete. Come let us now as one repeat the song of all eternity. Praises to our King we sing, praises to our King. Resurrection through the cross, and I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy God, three in one. Thank you. This is my Father's word, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and around me rings the music of the saints. This is my Father's word. I rest free in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. This and the wonders wrought.
This is our Father's world. So if you see the stars tonight, thank God. You see the sunrise tomorrow, thank God. If the clouds are kind of beautiful tomorrow, thank God. Maybe hug a tree. Call it your brother or sister in Christ. It's always hard to tell if they're brother or sister, but it's one or the other. And just carry with you an attitude of thanksgiving, of deep gratitude that you are a creature in God's creation that He loves and intends to fully redeem. Amen and amen. This Sunday is the closer, the final track of Finding God on your iPod. What if you know anything about trying to make a good album? You don't close weak. You end up strong. You have a strong closer. So we got a strong closing song for Finding God on your iPod. I won't tell you anything about it other than I bet you most of you never heard it. Some of the young people have heard it. Some of the young people. Not saying that you're not young, but still you probably haven't heard this song. But the song and the message and the time together and our worship on Sunday is going to be good for your soul. So bring some people with you and expect God to do great things. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace.